South Africa has announced that a new variant of the COVID-19 virus is driving a resurgence of the disease, with higher numbers of confirmed cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. The new strain, different from the one in Britain, appears to be more infectious than the original virus. Local scientists are studying if the current coronavirus vaccines will also offer protection against the new strain. South Africa is the country hardest hit by the pandemic in Africa, with over 910,000 cases and nearly 25,000 deaths. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's received the first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The 78-year-old's in the high-risk category for the virus. He's calling on Americans to get the vaccine when it becomes available. COVID-19 cases in the United States have surpassed 18 million, with close to 320,000 deaths. With supplies limited, many states have put healthcare workers and nursing home residents first in line for vaccinations. The World Health Organization says it expects to get more details soon on the potential impact of the new coronavirus strain reported in the UK. WHO emergency expert Mike Ryan says there is no evidence that the mutated variant of the virus increases the severity of the disease. Although more transmissible, the UK says the new strain shouldn't be resistant to vaccines. WHO technical lead for COVID-19, Maria von Kerkhove, says scientists are looking into the body's antibody response to the virus.
The scientists in the lab are working on these types of studies and looking at the antibody response, and we expect results from those studies in the coming days and coming weeks.
The UK reported the new strain of COVID on Saturday, prompting countries to close their borders to Britain over fears that the new strain could spread further. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says French President Emmanuel Macron is keen to resolve border issues within hours.
We're working with our friends across the Channel to unblock the flow of trade as fast as possible. And the government at all levels is communicating with our friends in Paris.
France shut its border with the UK for 48 hours, meaning no trucks or ferries can leave from the port of Dover. Johnson says he understands worries over COVID transmission, but adds that the risk of transmission by a solitary driver sitting alone in the cab are very low. So far, over 40 countries have banned UK arrivals because of concerns about the spread of the new variant of coronavirus. European Union member states met earlier in Brussels to discuss a coordinated response, with officials suggesting a requirement for tests could be imposed on all people arriving from the UK. The Chinese foreign minister is calling on the United States to return unconditionally to the Iran nuclear deal and lift sanctions on Tehran and third-party entities and individuals. Wang Yi attended a video conference on the Iran nuclear issue yesterday with his counterparts from Iran, Britain, France, Russia, and Germany. He also suggested that Iran completely resume the fulfillment of its nuclear commitments on the basis of a U.S. resumption. The Iran nuclear deal was inked in 2015. Washington withdrew from it 3 years later and unilaterally reimposed sanctions on Tehran. President-elect Joe Biden has said that the U.S. is willing to return the agreement while the Trump administration continues to intensify its pressure on Iran. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree finalizing the members of a new state council that he will lead. The new state council will be comprised of more than 100 members from different sectors, including members of parliament, regional governors, and officials from public associations. It'll focus in part on issues related to domestic and external state policy, as well as issues regarding the country's development. The largest planets in the solar system have aligned so closely that they almost seem to be a single star in the sky. It was a celestial phenomenon not seen in nearly 400 years. From Earth, Jupiter and Saturn seem to pass each other every few years in the same general area of the sky in what is known as a conjunction. NASA says when the two planets align on this date, they seem to be much closer. It's a great conjunction with only 6 arc minutes of sky separating them. The events become known as the Christmas star because it's happening during the holiday season. The next time for this phenomenon will be in March of 2080.